David Muth is the director of the Gulf Restoration Program for the National Wildlife Federation. He says one of the challenges in getting the public's attention on issues of wetlands loss is geographic perspective.
I think the thing that mostly impresses people the first time they go up in the air from New Orleans is to realize just how much of a coastal city New Orleans is.
So Muth and his coalition of restoration advocates are trying to share that bird's eye view. Flying over the Lower Ninth Ward, Bayou Bienvenue, once a cypress swamp, is a triangle of open water. The Mr. Go outlet resembles a superhighway of salt water, and canal cuts from oil exploration splice up green marsh. Down towards Delacroix in St. Bernard Parish, you can see the shrinking sliver of land people still call home. David Muth points to areas where Katrina storm surge wiped out every building in sight.
See, there's some rebuilding, but there are a lot of dead-end driveways. Now everything's going up on stilts.
But there are some positive beacons looking down, too. To the right, a coastal restoration project is visible. Big dredges are building land, coaxing favorable conditions for marshes. And heading back towards New Orleans, the Carnarvon River diversion comes into view.
That's river water coming out, and it built this delta in what had been 8 feet of water.
Arriving back at the Lakefront Airport, pilot Emmett Bartholomew shares a story from the first time he flew himself down the coast. At the mouth of the river, he did a 180-degree turn.
And lo and behold, there was the city of New Orleans. I saw everything in between it. I could see the Superdome and the skyscrapers as clear as if I were standing almost next to them, and it was scary.
Bartholomew says having 100 miles of clear view from the Gulf to New Orleans, instead of one obstructed by wetlands, stays with him. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.